Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We're looking at Psalm 51, a psalm of repentance, where David was confronted by Nathan, the prophet Nathan, for his sin of adultery with Bathsheba. And he goes through seven steps of true repentance. We've looked at six so far. Today we want to look at number seven. Psalm 51, 13 through 19 is our passage. David says, "Then, if you forgive me, I'll teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise, for you will not delight in sacrifice, or I'd give it. You will not be pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion, in your good pleasure, build up the walls of Jerusalem, and then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings, then bulls will be offered on your altar." Psalm 51, again, is a prayer of forgiveness after David's great sin of adultery. In this prayer, there are several important truths of true repentance. We've considered six over the last 2 days. Here's the final step of repentance recorded in Psalm 51. Repentance is more than lip service. There are two types of repentance. One is called attrition. This describes a remorse caused by the fear of punishment. The Bible calls this worldly sorrow. This is a common type of repentance. Basically, it says, "I'm sorry I got caught." Attrition is lip service repentance. A second type of repentance is called contrition. Contrition involves a deep remorse for having offended the holy God. It is a contrite heart. That's where the word comes from. It involves a full confession without cover-up. It does not blame others or rationalize sin. This is true confession. As David says, "A broken and contrite heart, O Lord, you will not despise." Let's just talk to God about this. Father, don't let me rationalize my sin and blame it on others. Don't let me only be sorry for getting caught. Help me to own my sin and bring it to you with a broken and contrite heart. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.